Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Paul Smith is here. Paul's a new friend, and he's a former executive with Procter & Gamble, an organization that I've done some business with in the past. He's currently a keynote speaker, a trainer, and a coach, and a world-class storyteller, and he's decided that that's an important part of his message to all of us. And he's written three books on the topic, including the new one, Sell With a Story, and he's here to talk to us about that. Paul Smith, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks very much, Jim. It's good to be here.
In fact, he named his company a Story Makers LLC, right?
I did, yeah.
Well, you just can't get enough of this story thing, right, Paul?
Well, I suppose at some point I could. I'm often accused of being too much of a zealot of storytelling.
And I think you're onto something. I know you are because Paul, as you know, the marketplace was formed with stories. Before there was the written word, before anybody had advertising, you know, when people were selling their wares and convincing people to buy them, they had to tell them stories, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been telling stories since we were scribbling pictures on cave walls,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. So it's primal. It's primordial in us. But the what I worry about, and I know this is why you're doing your work, is what I think is that storytelling is more essential and more impactful today than ever before, and I'm glad you're shining a lot of a new light on it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're definitely suffering from a shortening of attention spans these days, and getting everything down to 140 character
right.
Tweets, and we yearn as a species for more real storytelling as opposed to just a bunch of sound bites and a few facts thrown at us.
Well, the thing that I think it's more important now, but you have to be a good storyteller to get their attention now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's always been the case, right?
Well, but I just think there's more competition for their time these days, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, thousands of messages the average person is bombarded with every day. And
yeah.
So we didn't have to compete quite that hard to get people's attention, you know, in the past.
That's well, talk to us about storytelling in sales.
Yeah, so as I think you said, it's always been the case that we've needed to do it. I think what's changed, really, in addition to what we just said about shortening of attention spans and competition for time, is that the salespeople are often asked for, you know, just give me the facts and let me move on. But the truth is, what human beings need to make decisions is some emotional component. I mean, that's what the cognitive scientists have told us for
right.
the last couple of decades, is human beings make subconscious, emotional, often irrational decisions in one
right.
place in the brain, right? And then they go rationalize that later someplace else in the brain. And so we need this emotional component to make stories, to make decisions, and stories are our best emotion delivery vehicle, right? You can't get
exactly.
emotion out of facts and figures and arguments and,
right.
and logic. I mean, you need to have that in your sales pitch, obviously. But if you augment that with storytelling, you can reach both parts of the brain, and it helps people make decisions easier. In fact, we have a word for people that don't use emotions in their decision making, right? We call them psychopaths,
right?
You know, I mean, it's absolutely a necessary component of decision making, and stories help us tap into that.
Well, the reason I think it's more important today is because whether people realize it or not, nobody is really looking for products anymore. Now, I know people say, "Well, that's crazy. We buy stuff all the time," mm-hmm. but see, you and I both know, Paul, that we can find whatever we want in a split second, right? So we don't have any problems finding product. what are we really looking for? When we're trying to make a decision of whether to buy from A or B, we're not making product selections because the products are the same. The price may be the same. How do we differentiate between A and B? It's the connection, I think, the experience. And that's where the storytelling comes in. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. The story creates an experience for you. And in fact, stories can actually add value to the product. In fact, if I could give you an example of it,
sure.
It just happened to me and my wife last year. We were at an art fair here in Cincinnati, and she was looking for a piece for our son's bathroom. And we get to this one booth of this underwater photographer who just takes these mesmerizing pictures of coral reefs and sea anemones and all that kind of stuff. And she gets emotionally attached to a picture. Literally, it was a picture of a pig swimming in the ocean, okay? Which just, of course, looks crazy to me. Like, that
That's
makes
right.
no sense.
Pig What's wrong with that right? picture?
Yeah, so I asked the guy that took the picture. I was like, you know, and dude, what's with the pig in the ocean? And that is when the magic started. The guy said, oh, yeah, it was the craziest thing. So that picture was taken off the coast of this uninhabited island in the Bahamas called Big Major K. And he said apparently what happened was a few years ago a local entrepreneur decided to raise a pig farm for bacon.
Huh.
And he found this uninhabited island where he could keep these pigs on for free. And then he said, but look in the picture. And he pointed to it. And he said, look back there behind the pig. What do you see growing on the back behind the beach? And I said, well, it doesn't look like much more than cactus to me. And he said, yeah, that's a problem. Right? Pigs don't like cactus.
Right.
Said, so, you know, so they weren't eating. They weren't thriving.
They were getting the heck off the island.
Well, they couldn't get off the island. So he said what happened was they got lucky. A local restaurant owner on a neighboring island started boating his kitchen refuse every night over mm-hmm. to Big Major K and dumping it just offshore. Well, pretty soon these hungry little pigs learn to swim to get out to this food that this guy's
right.
dumping in the ocean
right.
every night. Well, here, two or three generations later, and all the pigs can swim.
So now you've got to have this picture.
Yeah. So I admit my credit card is already out.
Exactly.
Paper,
it's
right?
jumping out of your billfold.
Yeah, because now I'm not just buying.
There's a story.
I'm buying a whole story.
That's
that I
exactly
can tell
right.
to people, and it makes so much sense. And now it's this whole history lesson and animal psychology lesson all wrapped into one. And so the story made the picture worth far
and
more.
And this is how you, folks, this is how you sell. You got to find, whatever you're selling, you got to find a way to find out, you got to find out what is important in the person's, to the person in front of you, and then find a way to tell them a story. And I was trained, Paul, to use closing techniques to tell the story.
Yeah, like what?
Well, just interim closes, using an interim close to tell a story, like a similar situation close. Well, let me tell you how I did this with another customer who had a similar situation to you. And it's a close.
Yeah.
It's a close, but I tell a story. Paul,
yeah,
I need your website, please.
Sure.
Your website, what is it?
Oh, the website is www.leadwithastory.com.
The book is called Sell with a Story. Paul Smith and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.